Oh, man. All right. He ruined my night last night, R. Kelly, by, A, going to McDonald's, the McDonald's that I would go to.
And then went to that cigar bar in the, like, Gold Coast area.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you're probably worried that wherever you were, he might be showing up at some point.
There was a helicopter hovering over my house all night last night because I don't live too far away from
that.
I need to live further away from that cigar bar, it turns out. All right, Michael Avenatti is joining us right now. He needs no introduction. And Michael Avenatti has now found his way into the R. Kelly situation here because he was in possession of one of the tapes that has now been made available to prosecutors. And there is another tape as well, Michael. And now, has that tape actually been presented? The second one that we talked about yesterday on television, is that one in the possession of law enforcement yet?
Yes, we've uncovered and recovered two tapes, both of which we have provided to law enforcement. Most recently, the second tape was provided yesterday morning, and then we're also aware of a third tape, which we're in the process of trying to locate and recover.
In the 2008 trial, it seemed that defense attorneys poked a lot of holes in the tape. Has it been altered? Has it been edited? Has anything been changed? Why do you think that won't be, and I imagine you do, won't be an issue here?
No, it's not going to be an issue. This tape is rock solid. There's no issues with this tape. It's clear as day. The audio is clear. The video is clear. There's no question that it's R. Kelly throughout the tape. The audio on the tape is also, as I said, clear. There's no question that he can be heard on the tape. There's references to the victim being 14 years of age on the tape that both she make or make reference. She makes references to the fact. He states it as well. I mean, this is a bombshell piece of evidence. Both of these tapes are, frankly.
So these tapes, as they exist now, are on VHS, right? That's how you have attained them, and that's how you were able to hand them over?
Yeah, we don't duplicate evidence like this. We provide it in the exact same form in which we acquire it.
So we can assume that this is a first or second generation tape then, right? Because it's on the VHS format, which people don't really use anymore.
Correct.
Okay. And obviously, you are not going to talk about what your sources are for the tapes, but who are the, you know, who, to me, it's just an interesting question that this many years later, why now? Why are people finally in possession of these tapes? Because I would imagine that R. Kelly was the original owner of these tapes or maker of these tapes. So the question is, you know, how did they get out of his possession? Who had them? And why are they surfacing now? I guess that's the question I think you can answer. But if you'd like to answer how you got them too, that's fine with me. I'd love to have you answer that. But
well, unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to get into the details of our 10-month investigation and how we uncovered these tapes and where we got them and who we got them from. And I mean, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this, quite honestly.
Will that ever come out, do you think?
We've been working on there's no question it will. Okay. And there's been a lot of work, hundreds of hours of work has gone into this on a pro bono basis after we were initially contacted in April of last year. But I am highly confident. In fact, I know that there's going to be substantial evidence that will be presented and testimony relating to the rampant obstruction of justice that R. Kelly and his advisors and enablers engaged in connection with that 2008 trial. R. Kelly knows exactly what these tapes are and what they include. And the reason that we know that is because R. Kelly paid individuals a substantial sum of money to try to cover these tapes up so that they could be destroyed and kept out of the hands of prosecutors in connection with the 2008 trial. And that conduct, coupled with other conduct, is exactly how they were able to rig the results, namely the acquittal, in 2008.
Will there be cooperation from any of the young women who are on these tapes? Because that was the issue also in 2008. There was no cooperation from one of the subject on the tape. And now you wonder, is that going to be needed in order to make this convincing evidence?
So I represent two of the victims that are included in the indictment. There's going to absolutely be cooperation from those two victims, and I anticipate that there's going to be cooperation from other victims as well as other whistleblowers with knowledge of his conduct. And I think that as the walls begin to crumble around R. Kelly, and you're already starting to see that, it's going to be like rats leaving a ship. and many of these enablers and agents and the like that turned a blind eye to this conduct, all in the interest of money because they didn't want the gravy train of R. Kelly to end, they're going to be looking to save their own butt, and they're going to turn state's evidence against them. And this situation is going to get far, far more complicated and worse for R. Kelly. I anticipate additional charges being brought at the state level, not necessarily here in Illinois, although that's possible, but Georgia, and I anticipate charges at the federal level as well.
What do you make of those two women who are with him in court? One of them's father and another's sister has taken to social media and given interviews to say they, too, are currently being intimidated by R. Kelly, forced to go along with some act, and that they are not right, is what the sister said, that they're still somehow he's manipulating them, is the family's belief.
Well, I represent Angelo Clary and his wife in connection with Osro Clary, who is currently with R. Kelly and is one of those girls. And so I have detailed knowledge.
Is she underage right now?
She is not underage right now, although she was underage at the time that she initially met R. Kelly. And there's little question in my mind as to whether these women are brainwashed and under the undue influence of R. Kelly and people around him. I mean, I think at the end of the day, when this is blown wide open and we're on the cusp of it, if we're not already there, you're going to see that this is going to be a Stockholm Syndrome type situation that many of these young ladies, unfortunately, have had to endure.
And Michael Avenatti, you're already saying that you think he has violated his conditions of release. How has he done that?
Well, immediately upon being bailed out, he went to this McDonald's, which is a relatively well-known McDonald's to him because it happens to be one of the places that he regularly trolled for these young girls over the years. And he's not to have any contact with.
There he is.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right, good.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
That's right.
So he went to this McDonald's, which he regularly trolled at over the years. It's a pretty well-known McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I think it's a flagship here in Chicago. And I believe that he had contact with individuals less than 18 years of age, and he's not to be having any contact with anyone less than 18 years of age, period.
Before we let you go, Michael, I want to ask you about one other an unrelated story here, but a story related to you, clearly. Right now, Vanity Fair is reporting that Michael Cohen is going to be presenting a document during his hearings here in Washington, to members of Congress, which will prove a crime committed by the President of the United States as it pertains to the Stormy Daniels payment. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm not surprised by it. I've been saying since March 6th of last year when we filed the case that I believe that Michael Cohen and Donald Trump engaged in a criminal act relating to the payment. And I believe that Michael Cohen was the biggest threat to the Trump presidency. And I said that vehemently time and time again, a lot of interviews across weeks and months. And a lot of people laughed at me at first, and then people stopped laughing. And it would not surprise me. I'm anxious to see what the document is.
Do you have any suspicion about what the document might be?
I do, but I don't want to comment on it. I don't think that'd be appropriate.
All right. Michael Avenatti, thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Michael.
Your time.
Thank you.